Happy Thanksgiving. This is Liz Dolan. I am the host of I Hate My Boss, and we are doing a very special kind of Thanksgiving celebration here. I'm with Jefferson Graham, who's the longtime tech columnist for USA Today and the host of Talking Tech, which is a video and audio podcast about technology that I have gotten totally hooked on, Jeff.
Thank
I
you,
love
Liz.
It.
And just in time for Black Friday, because now that you've been listening to the show, you're going to run out and buy a whole bunch of stuff.
I know. I'm always on the verge of buying a whole bunch of stuff, which is why I love your show. So what we're doing here is a special Thanksgiving introduction of our audiences to new podcasts they might want to listen to, because we know it's the kind of holiday where maybe you're going to run out of things to say to your family, and just plugging in your headphones could be the way to go. Or maybe you'll want good conversational material for your family, and so listening to our podcasts, also a good way to go.
You could even walk down the street and listen on your phone without headphones, which I did this morning.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about your show for a little bit, and then
we'll talk about your show.
Okay.
All right.
So Talking Tech, one of the things I really like about it is that it's short bites about things I really care about. Just very focused, 5 minutes, 8 minutes. Obviously, I'm always thinking about what my next gadget is going to be. Mainly it's phones. I'll admit, mainly it's phones. But you even had a recent episode about printers. I feel like I always need a new printer. I'm not alone in just hating printers.
Yeah, I finally found one that I love.
Yes,
amazing.
I know.
Shocking.
And I trust you, which is the important thing, because you've been doing this a long time. So your most recent episodes on the iPhone 8 versus the iPhone 10 and the face recognition, I enjoyed the conversation about the face recognition, that it mainly always works most of the time. I'm just still not sure why I need it.
You know, I don't think anyone's been able to answer that question.
Okay, good.
Yeah. There's no, it's the old thing that Apple is not doing focus research and based on what people want. It's coming up with stuff that they don't know that they want
right. Before
they know it.
Right.
And that's the philosophy over there. You can't convince me that it's going to be any better than using your thumbprint.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see. The backlash hasn't started yet. It's still early. We'll find out.
I always say I don't really need this. And then a year from now, I'll think, how did I ever live without this? So I'm a sucker for that. But it does feel like just using my fingerprint is easier than holding the phone up to my face.
Well, I was just thinking about, you go to McDonald's and you buy something with Apple Pay, and right now you put your phone over the reader and you
right.
put your thumb over the reader, but now you put your face over the reader as well.
See, I'm making a prediction here. I'm not going to do that. But a year from now, for next Thanksgiving, let's check in again. And we'll see if I will confess to using my face in the
Well,
reader.
You've got a big upgrade to go through, because you're using the iPhone 6, which means
yes.
that you've bypassed the 6S, the 7, the 8. That's a lot of generations.
I really appreciate that you do give me advice in very sort of digestible chunks. And sometimes you're reviewing the reviews, and sometimes it's your opinions. I love all of that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much for Talking Tech.
And you know what I love about your show is how real people call in with honest workplace stories.
Yeah.
On I Hate My Boss, this is great stuff, because I frankly, I've been working at home for many years, and that's how I do it. I occasionally go in the office, but I primarily work at home. So I missed out on the office politics. So it's
yeah.
great to tune in and listen to
and
people.
And appreciate that you didn't have to live through any
right,
of this.
I didn't have to go there. And that great episode where the woman had a great job until her boss got married, mm-hmm. and basically he installed his wife as her boss,
yes.
or as de facto boss, and she was going crazy. And you told her, there's only one thing you can do, quit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a bold thing to say to somebody.
I know.
And then she did.
Yeah, she did. And so in a subsequent episode, she was back on and she told us how that worked out. But yes, our show is not really about hating your boss. Our show is about getting the most satisfaction you can out of your work from the people perspective. How to get along better, not just with your boss, but with your colleagues or the people that work for you or your clients. Because I've always said, work is easy, people are hard, right? And so when you're in a workplace, chances are if everybody just left you alone, you could do a perfectly great job at your job. But nobody does just leave you alone. There's the constant personal interaction. So the idea of really being able to get along better, enjoy each other more, collaborate more effectively, that's the core of our show. So the woman you're talking about, She had a job that she loved for 11 years. 11 years, she was just doing her thing. Her boss never messed with her. She was respected. She felt like she was growing. And then all of a sudden, when he married his third wife and she decided she needed a hobby, which was coming into the office and bugging the employees, the 11-year super sweet deal sort of went away. And I just felt the reason I told her to quit her job was not because, you know, there was some dynamic there that she couldn't fix, though probably that. But I also just felt when we were talking to her, like, she'd been there 11 years. She was kind of holding herself back at this point, feeling like she needed to fix her current environment. And she saw herself as maybe not as appealing in the outside market as I assumed she would be after, with all of that additional experience she didn't have 11 years ago. So that's why we felt, you know, me and my co-host, we felt like she could really go for it.
And how is she doing now?
She seems to be doing really well. First of all, if you've ever quit that kind of work environment, the relief is just huge. So she's very relieved. She likes working for herself now, so she's doing some projects on her own. And I think that she is also working on other creative things other than just signing up for a new job. She's in the process of turning a side hustle into her real job. And that's something I find that we recommend a lot on I Hate My Boss Too, because people have these passion projects on the side that they haven't yet taken the plunge to commit to yet. And I think that's what's going to happen in this case. So I'm for all of that.
So if you listen to Liz's podcast, you can have a better 2018.
Yes.
Let it all out. And hopefully Liz will counsel you on how what to do.
Yes. It's satisfaction. I'm trying to make people happy with their people relationships. You're trying to make people happy by having their technology work better for them. It's all about people being happy, right? So we want that for you in 2018.
All right. Let's tell everybody about our Thanksgiving special. I am going to reveal my five favorite podcasts, as is Liz.
Uh-huh.
And you can go to Wondery.com/Thanksgiving to see the list. And a bonus, bonus, bonus. I'm going to make a video, which will be live by the time you hear this, how to download a podcast.
That is such a great idea. Because if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you know how. But chances are you also have people in your life that are like, I don't understand that, or that's too hard, or you're talking about your favorite podcast and they tell you, well, I haven't figured out how to make all of that work. So I'm excited to share. I will, when you post that video, I will share that on my website and tweet that around. That is a very important tool to
and
have.
And let's just remind people, it's really easy.
Yes.
It's really, really easy. And if you've got a phone, it's even easier.
And everybody has a phone. So that's Wondery.com/Thanksgiving. You're going to get recommendations for lots of new podcasts you can listen to, and also how to teach your friends and family a few things they need to know about listening to more great podcasts.
So I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today saying thank you for listening to Talking Tech. And
I'm Liz Dolan with I Hate My Boss. Happy Thanksgiving. Glad to share this time with you, Jeff. And this has really been fun.
All righty.